Hello, once again, thanks for joining us. This tape was made on August 16th of 2000. We went to the New England Telephony Museum, which is located in Ellsworth, Maine. The town of Ellsworth is located on the coast of Maine, roughly halfway up from the state line to the Canadian border. It's at the eastern junction of U.S. Highways 1 and 1A, and it's roughly south-southeast of Bangor. It's interesting to compare this museum with the Vintage Telephone Equipment Museum in Seattle. They're both dedicated to old equipment, but the focus is very different, where the Vintage Museum is basically a Bell System-oriented museum with mostly metropolitan area switching, like the panel, crossbar 1, and a large crossbar 5. The New England Museum is focused more towards small town exchanges, both Bell System and independent. Switches on display there are a Bell System crossbar 5, which at the time we went up there was not hooked up, a Bell System number 3 crossbar, which was based on crossbar 5 technology, a CX100, and several private branch exchanges, two of which we recorded. One was an automatic electric, and one was made by Like Electric Company, and the other one was not hooked up as yet. The New England Telephony Museum is very much a work in progress, so it's worth going back to see what they've hooked up since the last time we were there. As they hook up more equipment, we will return and record it. Some of you may ask, which is the better museum to visit? The Vintage Telephone Equipment Museum in Seattle or the New England Telephony Museum in Ellsworth? The answer is both. They're similar in concept, but they're very different, and it's worth going to see both of them. The switches we'll record today are the Bell System number 3 crossbar, the North Electric CX100, which is similar to the one at the Vintage Telephone Equipment Museum, a 40-line PBX built by the Like Electric Company, and another PBX which was built by Automatic Electric. On the day we made this tape, the only connection between different switches was between the Like 40-line PBX and the North Electric CX100, and that, of course, was the outgoing trunk dial 9 to get out feature. So we won't have such a wide variety of calls this time, but don't worry, we'll go back and get them when they're hooked up. Most of the calls were made on Western Electric-type desktop and wall-mounted phones, 500 series units. There were a couple of Automatic Electric phones we recorded from when we recorded the Automatic Electric PBX. The first group of calls we will make on the Bell System number 3 crossbar. This system originally served the town of Bradford, Maine. It was a prefabricated switch built completely at Western Electric's factory and had a capacity for 800 lines. There was also a 400 line model. This switch could accommodate touch-tone dialing, as was common on crossbar switches of that era, and it could also have call waiting built into it. On the day we made this tape, we had just gotten the switch working, so everyone was pretty excited about it. This first call we'll make will go to a ringing number in the crossbar 3. Notice the ring tone that you just heard. That sounds a lot like the ring of an electronic switching system, but it really isn't. If you listen closely, you can tell that the 20 Hz component, which is what actually rings the bell on the phone, is underneath the ESS sounding tone. This is sort of a pseudo ESS tone plant. It was used on very late model crossbar 5s and the crossbar 3, and it wasn't just a small town tone plant either. There was at least one large crossbar 5 that used such a tone plant. This one was in a downtown office in Raleigh, North Carolina, which was recorded by Evan Doorbell. Here's that ringtone again. Another thing you'll notice about these crossbar 3 calls is that you hear two sounds of the marker cutting out. Whereas in the Crossbar 5 recordings that we've made and that you've heard elsewhere, we only hear the single ka-chunk when the marker cuts out. On this Crossbar 3, we hear the marker cut out twice. The reason for this is because there was a problem somewhere in the system. The first time it tried to make the connection through the system, it didn't work out. There was something wrong with the connection. So it tried again. And when it tried again, of course, the marker made the test, and this time it was successful, and then it went offline. So you'll hear a ka-chunk, ka-chunk sound, which sounds a little bit like a Crossbar 1, but this is not a normal sound for a Crossbar 3. Here's another ringing number. This one has double ring, which indicates coded ringing for party lines. On party lines, when you want to call another party on your line, you simply dial the number, hang up, and it rings back. We'll do that on this next call. We'll dial the number, we'll get the busy signal, we'll hang up, and it will ring back, and we'll pick it up. The next switch we'll listen to is also a self-contained switch, even more so than the Crossbar 3, since it has a tone plant already built into it. The only external component is the power supply. This is the North Electric CX100. We already heard one of these in the Vintage Telephone Equipment Museum tape. This one is apparently a later model. It has a much nicer tone plant than the one at the Vintage Telephone Museum, or the one in Pinetown, North Carolina that Evan Doorbell recorded some years ago. It actually puts a ringtone on rather than making you listen to the 20 hertz ringing current like the Pinetown system and the one at the Vintage Telephone Museum. And it also has a much nicer dial tone, as opposed to Pinetown, or the Vintage Museum system. Some of you may wonder, what difference does it make what the tones sound like as long as the system works? Well, there was a certain degree of rivalry between Western Electric, which manufactured equipment for the Bell system, and the various independent manufacturers. So when Western Electric had a tone plant that sounded this good, well, the independent manufacturers just had to compete. This particular CX100 was installed in the little town of Frenchboro, Maine, which is located on a small island. This system had all of 40 subscribers at the time. Our first call on this system will be to a ringing number. Now we'll call a busy number. They even have a bad number recording on this.
I'm sorry, your call did not go through. Please check the number and try your call again. Thank you.
The next two switches we will listen to are private branch exchanges. These would have been installed in large offices or other commercial establishments where you had a lot of telephones and people wanted to be able to dial each other direct without having to go outside the plant. We'll start off with the 40-line PBX built by the Leich Electric Company. That's spelled L-E-I-C-H. We believe this was used in a machine shop in Vermont, but we're not quite sure. The museum got it from a junkyard. We'll start off with a ringing number in the PBX. Now we'll dial a busy number. If you dial 9 on the Leich PBX, it connects with the CX100. So let's dial 9. We'll get the dial tone from the CX100. And then we'll dial a ringing number in the CX100. The last switch we'll listen to on this tape is an automatic electric PBX. This is a step-by-step PBX with the old-style plunger-type line finders. It had several homes before it came to the museum. Let's first dial a ringing number. You can only hear a step switch cutting in on this system after you dial the first digit of the three-digit number. The last two digits are in a different type of switch called a connector, which works a little bit differently. When you dial the next to the last digit, it steps vertically, but then it waits to step horizontally until you dial the very last digit, and then it makes its horizontal step and connects. This next call will be to a busy signal. The Automatic Electric Company, which manufactured this system, was begun by Almon Strowger in the latter part of the 19th century. He was the inventor of the step switch, and for a long time it was the manufacturing arm of General Telephone, much as Western Electric was the manufacturing arm of the Bell system. One of the disadvantages of step-by-step switching is that if you got to a certain level and all the trunks to the next level were blocked, you were out of luck. You had to try again. And try until one of the trunks was free, at which time you could complete your call. This next call will go to a blocked level. What you will hear is we dial the number, and the switch will step all the way across. And when it can't find a free trunk, then it will go to a fast busy. Well, that's all for this tape. Now, as always, it's time to thank some people without whom this tape probably would not have been made. First of all, Charles and Sandra Galley, who run the New England Telephony Museum. Also, Charlie Dunn. And if there was anyone at the museum who I forgot to mention on here, it was not intentional. Also, Chris Baldwin, Dave Massey, and last but not least, Mark Bernay.
Isn't panel pulsing beautiful?
Yes, panel pulsing is beautiful. Thanks for listening.